Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Robinson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Robinson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo scores. Lehner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Robinson and he is out, Pretty applying the tag. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lehner scores. Fain moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Robinson for a passed ball. Fain scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wall moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Wall moves to third. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wall scores. Dillinger moves to second. It's 4-0, Athletics. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball towards right. Wertz catches it and throws to first to double up Chapman. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wertz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Callaway hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Gray reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gray scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Carl Scheib now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal White now pitching. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Scheib moves to second. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leaner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton fires to third and picks off Callaway. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. Scheib hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LePon strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz is hit by the pitch. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallow moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman bunts towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Lehner moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain is walked intentionally. Wally Moses pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Suter now playing second base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-2 in the game. Scheib hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Pretty hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kell moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. 1 out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Lehner reaches third base with a triple. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lehner scores. It's 7-6, Tigers. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.